We ask that you fill us and make us whole. We ask, O Lord Almighty, that you minister to us tonight. Let each and every one of us have a personal encounter with you tonight, Holy Spirit. Have your way in our midst. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Good evening, church. This feels very strange standing here, but it's an awesome privilege, and I feel very honored to be here tonight, standing here. Very quickly, I want to appreciate the leadership of the church. Thank you, Pastor and Mama. Thank you for this opportunity. Can we just give them a round of applause, please? They are awesome. They are. So we all know the theme of the month, which is, can we shout it out? Amen. And if we were here on Sunday, we had the sermon that Mama gave, and that was just spot on. It was very, very powerful. But the Holy Spirit doesn't need any introduction, I don't think, to any one of us here. We know him, or he's shown himself to us at some point in our lives. And the scripture that Mama left off is where I'm going to be starting off today, which is Ephesians 3:20. And while I was asking and just seeking in my spirit what I should come out here to say, I just heard the word, make room. Make room. I believe that is for somebody, for myself as well. The Holy Spirit is asking us to make room for him. He's a person who wants to relate with us. He wants to be in our space. He wants to saturate us. He wants to be everything that we think and breathe. So he's asking us to make room. Ephesians 3:20. Shall we all read? Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen. For me, the key word that stood out to me was works in us. We're very familiar with the scripture, but what is working in us? This scripture is talking about the power that works in us. And if we remember what the sermon was on Sunday, and you know where Mama was going with it about the Holy Spirit working in us, he works in us and he gives us the power to do things on the outside. So the question is, what is working in us? Do we have enough of him on our inside? Is there room for him on our inside? He's asking, make room. How many times have we known better but didn't do better? There are many things that we know in our head, but somehow when we execute them, they fail or they don't work out exactly the way we want it to be. The Holy Spirit is asking, how much of me is inside of you? How much of me is inside of you? As I was praying, things that sort of occupy the space of the Holy Spirit in our lives started coming to my spirit. But before I share that, as soon as, you know, I spoke to Pastor on Monday that I would do, you know, I would accept and, you know, I'll come here. So many things. This week has just been, it's been different. And I mean, the warfare is real. Even when I was coming this evening, it's a testimony as I was driving. I usually go through the motorway, but the Spirit just dropped it in me to go through an in road and then link up with the motorway. Because as I was doing that, the baby started choking. And I can imagine if I was on the motorway at that point, it would have been chaotic. So I had to do a quick just park in one of the streets and, you know, get down and then attend to her. But what made me think that that was the Holy Spirit is because I have listened to him before, and I kind of understand when he drops things in my spirit. It wasn't like a voice, and it wasn't like, you know, any flashing light or anything like that. I didn't see a handwriting on the wall. It was just that quiet ministration in my spirit, and I obeyed. So this is for somebody tonight. I don't know how or what you think, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks, but when you have a relationship with him, you will understand that he speaks to us in different ways, and he really does want to relate with you. So very quickly, let's have a look at some of the things that occupy the room in our hearts and taking a lot of space of where the Holy Spirit should be. The first thing I have here is pain. Pain. Now, we all hear pain and we're like, oh, no. But pain is good and it's bad. Because pain lets us know that something is wrong. Some of us are going through painful situations in our lives that have consumed us in ways that we don't have any more space to think of anything else or to want to relate or receive or even think about the fact that, oh, you know, Holy Spirit, you know what, you just don't have the space for that. Pain. The experiences that we're going through have completely taken us over. But the Holy Spirit is a comforter. And he wants you and I to know that he is more than able to see us through. Shall we open to John 14 from 26 to 27? John 14, 26 to 27. If I can get the NIV, because I think that says comforter. Thank you. No. Amplified, I think. Let's have a look. Thank you. But the comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, these are all his sort of like, what will I call them now? His attributes, thank you. So the comforter, the counselor, the helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. I just love that. It's a standby. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, that is, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything that who has told us, that Jesus himself has told us. So the Holy Spirit is our comforter. And sometimes the pain that we go through, you know, is of no cost of ours sometimes. It just happens, you know. But the Holy Spirit is there because he wants to comfort us. He wants to guide us. He wants to lead us. He still wants us to see him through that pain and see him through the situation that we're going through. If there's anything that the Holy Spirit wants more than anything is to relate with you and to impact himself in us. The second thing I have here are scars. So this one really touched me personally, because, you know, after we've been through those painful experiences, we often leave, you know, come out of it with scars and reminders of what happened. And it's every time you look at it, you remember. And a lot of us are carrying so many scars that we don't have any room. We're constantly thinking about them. We don't have the space in our hearts to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. He's the one that heals the brokenhearted. Psalm 147, verse 3. He's able to heal our scars. and to bind our wounds. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, that is curing their pains and their sorrows. The scars that we have, accrued over, you know, the years, is all for His glory. And He's doing, you've been through those experiences because He wants you to be able to comfort somebody at some point in their lives. So we shouldn't let those scars take the place of the Holy Spirit in the sense of always having them as a constant reminder of what has happened. We should allow our scars to be a reminder of what great comfort we will be to those coming behind us. The third thing I have here, I only have five anyway. The third thing I have here is unforgiveness or disappointment. Sometimes we can be consumed by disappointments in our lives. It could be, you know, maybe we don't think we're where we ought to be. Or it could be in, you know, any area of our lives, really. And we hold on so much to that disappointment and that unforgiveness that it just takes over. And even when the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us, you know, those things are there in the background. They're like little noisemakers. So He's speaking and they're speaking, and there's a lot of confusion. Is it, am I the one hearing this, or is this really the Holy Spirit speaking? We need to let go. We need to let go and allow our hearts to be open to the Holy Spirit. The fourth thing I have is pride. So we all know what pride is. And it's not the, you know, the haughty, you know, not just that, but sometimes, you know, pride can be you just not accepting help or just not accepting that, you know, where you are isn't where you should be. Sometimes just accepting. You can say, right, we're good, I'm good. No, you're not good. And the Holy Spirit wants you to see that. He wants to open your eyes to see that where you are is far from where He wants you to be, and He's happy to take you there. But you need to let go of that pride. The fifth thing I have, which is the last thing, is busyness. I'm very guilty of this. From the time when I wake up in the morning till when I go to sleep, and I'm sure it's the same with almost everybody here, it's one thing after the other. And, you know, in January when our theme was Shut the Door, it was, I would say I struggled. I tried, but I struggled, because there's just one thing or the other. And if you're not quiet, even within your spirit, so sometimes you can be busy on the outside, but quiet in your spirit. So I'm talking about when those things on the outside are actually occupying, so you're constantly thinking of the next thing and the next thing. So what I've learned this week is, even though I've been busy every day of the week, the Holy Spirit has taught me to take one day at a time. Sufficient is the trouble in the day for its own self. So why am I thinking of the next day? Take each day at a time. And oftentimes, what I used to do in the past was I get so overwhelmed because I'm thinking, today's Monday, but I've got something to do on Thursday. And I'm thinking about what I need to do on Thursday from Monday because I feel like, right, I plan, I'm da-da-da. But the truth is that it's occupying my mind. And it's not allowing the Holy Spirit to teach me what I need to do for that day. So I'm just, you know, wishing my life away, as they would say, and just hoping that, right, okay, I need to plan for the next day. But He wants me to do something specific for each day. So taking each day at a time, will help the Holy Spirit gain more room and gain more access into our lives. We need to give over our pain and surrender our brokenness to Him. We need to be able to celebrate challenges. Celebrate challenges of the day. Embrace stumbling blocks because he's able to take us through. When you get a no, don't let it bother you. Receive it because God has something better. Every time he takes something away, it's because it's either you have aimed too low or he has something higher for you. So don't be disappointed. This next point now is something that really, really hit me, which is in 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So we're very familiar with this scripture. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Humble yourself and pray. The Holy Spirit is asking us to humble ourselves and pray. He's asking us to ask him for help. Sometimes when you're, for example, when I was leaving the house, just as I shared with you, and I just thought to myself, Holy Spirit, okay, so where do I go? Do I go the motorway? Do I go, you know? And he just said, okay, take this route. That was for a reason. Now, I know in my head, I know which route is quicker. I know the motorway is quicker. But that wasn't where he wanted me to go. So let us learn to humble ourselves. Brother Charles gave us, you know, he gave us some very loaded testimonies on Sunday of how the logic can, you know, outweigh what the Spirit is doing in our lives. So let us learn to humble that logic, bring it down, and let the Holy Spirit lead us in the simplicity of his instructions. Just obey. And I feel like that word humble is asking us to really humble ourselves, because some of us have a PhD in reasoning. We can reason anything out. But he doesn't want to work with your reasoning. As a matter of fact, he's far above your reasoning. That's what the Bible says. So we need to humble ourselves. Learn to ask him for the little things, the mundane things. You know, when to wake up in the morning, what clothes to put on, you know, what route to go through when you're going out. Let us learn to ask. Because the Holy Spirit, he sees us as no one does. We see ourselves the way we are, but this is not who I am, I know. You know, he sees us the way God sees. He sees us the way we are, the way we ought to be. So he doesn't see the limitations that we see. When he calls you a friend, he doesn't see the things that you've done in the past. He says you're saved. He calls you, and he sees that part of you that you probably will take a lot of, you know, prayers and, you know, revelation to see. So he knows better. Basically, that's what I'm saying. He knows better. And if you open up yourself to him, he will saturate you. He will completely take over. He will take over everything that's connected to you. You will begin to see him move in your business, in your work, even in the people connected to you, you know, like your family, your children. He will begin to move. Because when we don't have the Holy Spirit, we hide. If you ever find yourself in a gathering, which, you know, sometimes we can call it fear, or what's it called now? Is it stage fright or being shy? Sometimes it can be, but sometimes it's because we don't have the Holy Spirit. Because when we don't have him, we hide from things that we should naturally be emboldened to do. And we shrink back. So you're just in a meeting and they call your name. Oh, Yetunde, come and speak. And you're like, oh, not me. Oh, why not you? We need the Holy Spirit. We do. He's the only one that can give us the boldness that we need to step out as Christians and do the work that he's called us to do. Can we open our Bibles to Psalm 115:105? Psalm 115:105. This is going to be very brief, Pastor, I said. It's okay. Psalm 115:105 talks about thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Is it 119? Sorry, 119. I apologize. My bad. So it's 119. Yes, I do. 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. There's this song that has been coming into my spirit, my lighthouse. I don't know if anybody's got Premier Praise. And they've been playing it quite a lot. It's just my lighthouse, I'm like, yeah. The Holy Spirit, that's what he is. He's our lighthouse. Because this scripture is talking about the word of God being a lamp to my feet. You can have a lamp, but it's off. You can have a lamp, but it's not, you know, it's not working. But the Holy Spirit is that light to your path. He will light your path. He will take you step by step and lead you along the way that you should go. And I remember Mama was saying this on Sunday. He's the energy, he's the power. So when you come into the room, yes, the bulbs are fitted and, you know, the lightings are fitted, all looking beautiful. But until you switch it on, you wouldn't know where, you know, maybe where the seats are placed, and you would stumble, basically. But the Holy Spirit is the light to our path. Whatever path it is that we want to take, let us lead with the Holy Spirit in front. Let us have him, invite him into our lives, invite him into every aspect of our everyday, you know, in and out, and let him lead us. Let him lead us. I think I was quite taken aback when I saw that. I thought to myself, you know, a light to my path. So there is a path. So when you're standing, wherever it is that you're standing, really, there's a path. It's either a path going forward, a path going back. It could be to the left or to the right. But how would you know? How would you know which path to take? How would you know? But the Holy Spirit is there, and he's our friend. He's our comforter. You saw he's our advocate. He's our standby. He's like a bodyguard. He's there to defend you even when you're not aware, when you don't even think that you need defending. There might be somebody, I've experienced things like that before, really, when you're in a meeting and, you know, someone's probably about to say something nasty or, you know, and somehow they'll just keep quiet. That's the Holy Spirit. He really wants to relate with us, and he's asking us to make room. Can we search our hearts tonight? Let's search our hearts. I haven't come with a very lengthy sermon, or this is not a sermon actually, it's just a word. But if we have any of these things, any of these scars, the pain, the unforgiveness, the disappointments, the pride, the busyness, let us search our hearts tonight. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to make room. Invite him. Let us say to him, I give all these things unto you because you care. You said I should cast my cares and my worries, all my burdens I give to you because you care. Let us search our hearts and see where it is that we are battling and struggling, and open ourselves to him. Let us open ourselves to him. Let us not worry or be anxious for anything. In Matthew 6:34, he says, do not worry or be anxious. A lot of times, you know, when we say we're planning, when I say that I'm planning for something, it's probably because I'm a bit anxious about what tomorrow will bring. And that's because I'm not really depending on the Holy Spirit. I remember some experiences back home in Nigeria. And I think I remember this particular day where I was in between jobs. I just finished, I think I was a year after NYSC. So it was a bit of a struggle. But I always, you know, made up my mind I would always go for midweek service. So I remember this day, I didn't really have any money. I had the money to get to church, but I didn't have the money to get back. And I said, look, I'm not going. And, you know, the Holy Spirit said, go. I felt that very strongly. So I went, And then on the way, after the service ended, I said, right, so service has ended now. Holy Spirit, this place is far. How am I going to get back? And then he said I should just walk out. So I was walking out. So everybody just felt, well, everybody just walking. I was just thinking to myself, yeah, today, you will walk today. So I started on the journey, and I walked. And not, you know, as soon as I hadn't gotten to the bus stop yet, when a friend of mine just parked, and she was like, oh, hello, like, oh, hi. I was thinking to myself, Holy Spirit, ah, thank you. And then, you know, we just had a little chat, and then she left. I was like, ah. I'm in trouble today. She, no. So I began walking again, and then I got to the bus stop, and another car passed, and I was like, oh, Yetunde, are you going towards, you know, Ogba? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, let's go. And that's how I got home that evening. But I did not for one second doubt that I would find help, that the Holy Spirit would bring help to me. I did not for one second. And sometimes it's just that reckless abandon type of dependency. He's looking for that. Just believe him anyhow. Don't bother about how it's going to happen. He wants you to just let go. You know, I think about it, and this analogy of, you know, a newborn baby, when they come in, they don't care. They just come out and like, nah, they just, you know, they're not trying to be posh, like, oh my God, you know, the things like that. They're just anyhow, just believe the Holy Spirit that way. Don't care, don't be ashamed. He sees you, he knows what you've done before. Please, don't let us kid ourselves. Don't try and cover up. He can see your insides and your outside. He knows what you will do tomorrow. So don't try to form. Let us be open, let us be vulnerable. Because he knows anyway. But he is there to help us. He's here to help us. He's here to help us. I feel like somebody needs to hear, he is your helper. He is your helper. Just give it up to him. He will take it. Like that song says, the lighthouse, he will carry you safely to shore. You can take that to the bank. He will take you safely to the shore. He will take you and you will not regret it. That is the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just rise up on our feet? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because we know you're here. We know you're here. Thank you for visiting us tonight. Thank you because we know that you want to relate with us. You want to minister to us. Let us just open our mouths and say, Holy Spirit, saturate me. Holy Spirit, saturate me. Holy Spirit, saturate me. Holy Spirit, saturate me. Holy Spirit, I open up my heart to you. Fill me. Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, fill me.